Welcome back to episode 2 of Bush League Sports. We've got a good episode planned for you guys. We've got Matthew Cleveland coming in for an interview. That should be good. And then we'll be going over some player ratings, a little NCAA football, and then we've got a few good segments for you guys. Let's rock and roll.
Get the ball rolling with a little Zeke action.
Yeah, Zeke's not happy with his contract situation down there in Dallas, so it'll be interesting to see if he says he's holding out. This may be just for training camp and for some preseason stuff, but if he does choose to go with the Le'Veon route, it'll be interesting to see if he holds out for the actual season and doesn't play this year.
I'm actually more interested to see what this means for fantasy football. I don't really care about the NFL, but fantasy football is the only league that matters. So it'll be interesting to see if it's worth drafting him or not, just if this holds out until week 1.
Yeah, I mean, you had the Le'Veon issue last year where people were taking him first three picks, and he just didn't play at all. But it's interesting because the Cowboys didn't really expect him to want a contract. His contract is up in the next 2 years anyways. So it's something that they'll definitely want to get it done because they definitely want to lock down Zeke. But it's just interesting to see that now at this point he's demanding a new contract.
I kind of support his position for holding out and wanting more money because since 2016, when he did come to the league, he's first in scrimmage yards per game. He's first in total touches.
Max stats. Mac with the stats.
And he's second in total rushing touchdowns. So
he's definitely been a worker.
He definitely deserves the money.
And he's still on his rookie contract, so it's not a lot. But if he can re-sign, he'll re-sign for a close to record-breaking deal.
No, he's a beast, and especially with the NFL just not giving all, like, guaranteed money like the NBA does, like, I can understand a player of his caliber wanting to get paid. So if he has to hold out, then hold out, so be it.
I mean, back to your fantasy topic, Jake did say he'd take him first overall over Saquon. It'd be interesting if he didn't even play at all, how that could affect
him. Yeah, I mean, you would definitely...
Who took Le'Veon last year in our league?
Wyatt.
And did he get...
Yeah, Wyatt took Le'Veon. He ended up getting lucky by getting James Conner, which worked out for him, but The Le'Veon pick definitely screwed him. And that's something that you got to keep an eye on as it gets closer to your draft to make sure he's going to play for sure.
I mean,
or else it's something you don't want to take a risk on.
I'll be picking wide receivers in the first 2 rounds anyway, so this doesn't really apply to me.
Okay, we'll see how that works out.
All right.
I guess moving on from pro to NCAA football, we've got a little bit of an issue down there in Texas. They're now banning horns down from other teams to use it, or not banning, but penalizing.
Like the hand symbol?
Yeah.
Like the horns, like the...
Horns down, can't do it.
You can't see it, but we're all throwing up the horns down right now. Yeah.
If you watch Big 12 football, that's pretty much where it's relevant. We saw Oklahoma Marquise Brown do it last year, and Will Greer for West Virginia.
Or just Baker Mayfield just slamming the flag.
That's also true, but that's not horns down.
So technically slamming the flag in the field is legal, but horns down is now illegal.
I guess, but it's definitely disrespectful to a good tradition of Texas.
But I think that's part of what football is.
I think it's hilarious, honestly.
I think it's funny, and I think I don't see a problem with it. I guess the Big 12 is claiming it's a celebration foul, which is penalized if you excessive celebration after a touchdown. They're claiming it's the same type of penalty.
It seems unnecessarily petty.
Yeah.
No, it does.
Like, just don't worry about it. Like, let them throw the horns down. People at West do that all the time when they beat Lambert. Like, it's fine. Like, you just gotta look at the other team and say, you can't get mad at somebody for celebrating when they win.
Yeah, and if you want them to stop, then beat them. Or
don't let them score.
Yeah.
So, Mac, this same kind of thing goes with the USA Women's National Team. What's her name? Rapinoe?
Mm-hmm.
So Rapinoe celebrations, how do you feel about that?
Well, no, it was Alex Morgan did the little teacup straight shot at England when they played them.
I mean, she's supporting USA, so I'm going to probably take her side on this one.
I don't have a problem with Alex Morgan.
I mean, it wasn't that disrespectful of, like, sipping tea. I mean, it's not...
I mean, it's really actually pretty similar, I think. Horns down and then the tea thing. Like,
both hands, yeah.
The horns to Britain and the tea to England, like... I don't know. I think it's the same thing, but I think both of them are okay, and it shouldn't be a problem.
I just think it's funny overall, but I can definitely see how Texas fans are taking this.
I don't know a single Texas fan.
Blake Smith.
Yeah, we got Blake Smith.
Blake Smith, potential guest on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
We might see him on there in the near future.
Shout out Blake.
Shout out Blake.
Southern.
I just don't think, I think people are becoming too soft with all this stuff. There's a certain part of sports that I think is good with the smack talk and the disrespect that if you don't want it to happen, then you got to play to back it up.
Yeah, it's like the hit rules in football. Like if you take too much of the contact away like they do with the targeting, it makes it less of a fun sport to watch and play. Because I know, because I play.
Yeah, big football guy.
Yeah.
Big football guy.
Really hard hitter.
Moving on to, so you want to explain this little Shaq and Steve Kerr situation we've got going here?
Sure. Okay, so I was on my Twitter the other day, and I'm scrolling through, and I see Shaq saying that, so apparently when the Lakers went to 4 finals in 5 years, back in like the early 2000s, he was complimenting Phil Jackson, and he was like, oh yeah, this will never be done again. If another coach takes a team to 4 finals in 5 years, he promised to kiss their feet with cheese draped over their toes. And Steve Kerr basically like called him out on it and said that like now he has to do that to Steve Kerr.
I actually understand, how do you like, what's the whole point of the cheese on it? I don't understand that.
I mean, it's just Shaq being weird. I mean, we should do it on our show. You can kiss Mac's feet with cheese on
with
it.
With cheese on it? Do I have to eat the cheese?
No.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's actually really disgusting. No, it is. I think about it.
Yeah, it's so. Is he gonna do it?
I don't know. He just called him out about it on Twitter, and we're still seeing. We haven't got like a nice Twitter response from Shaq yet, which is surprising.
I feel like everyone thinks it's like a joke and it's like a funny thing, but I feel like Steve Kerr is really serious about this. Like he wants this to happen.
I mean, I don't know why anyone would want this to happen to their.
Okay, so I'm seeing now that Kerr has let him off the hook and is just saying it to be funny, but Shaq. Shaq responded with, I guess I'll see you on Fear Factor, which is a show he was going to do it on, and make sure it's Kraft cheese.
That's just so weird. I'm sorry.
So Shaq is still playing along. Kerr is done with it.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Velveeta. I do Velveeta.
Oh, yeah. Favorite types of cheese. Jake, what is your favorite type of cheese? Form of cheese.
Like, are we talking brand or just like...
I'm talking brand right now.
Yeah, like brand.
Okay, well, I was going to say mac and cheese. So.
Oh.
Well, come on.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking form of cheese, mac and cheese.
Form of cheese, mac and cheese, brand of cheese, though.
Probably Kraft.
Velveeta.
Like Kraft.
Type of cheese. American?
Yeah, on like sandwiches and stuff. American, definitely.
I could go for a little pepper jack as well, too. Just a nice spice.
I like white American, too. It's pretty good.
Both yellow and white?
Gouda,
some like
maybe?
Philly cheese steaks.
Gouda, blue cheese?
Blue cheese. The moldy cheese.
Like Italian.
The cheese touch.
Mozzarella.
Shout out, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Cheese touch.
So on to the virtual NBA. 2K has come out with their ratings.
Okay. What we got for those? Who is LeBron number one? Best player?
97.
Mm-hmm.
What is Kawhi? Kawhi's a 97, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they're the top two players, yeah.
So LeBron's top. Does that surprise you at all?
I mean, is LeBron washed? Mac, do you think LeBron's washed up?
No.
I don't think he is yet either. I think yesterday was a down year, but it's also...
Yesterday was a down year.
Last year was a down year.
Okay.
But I think one of his...
I mean, last year was a down year with 27, 7, and 7 on the year. Pretty good down year.
Hey, once you set the standard for yourself, you got to live up to it. But, all right, let's go over to the top players. You got LeBron and Kawhi at 97s. Okay. Giannis at a 96, along with Durant and Harden. Then you got Steph at a 95.
Steph has a 99 3-point, though.
Uh-huh. Well, I think the biggest disrespect is Clay.
Uh-huh.
At an 89. I think he's better than that.
Does, like, the injury play a part in it?
I don't know.
Well, KD's a 95, so does that... Or 96, so does that play?
That KD's a 96? I don't know.
I don't think they're taking injury into it.
Okay. Then, yeah, Clay could be a 90. I mean, Clay deserved his max deal. Max mad that I just stole his comment over there. Come on, buddy.
That's like the only note I have for this segment. And you just took it.
I just finessed that. Steph is a 99 3-point shooter. You heard it from me, not Mac. I said it, not Mac.
Let's move on. Oh, I actually do have something. I can't wait when it does release to play with the WNBA players. I'm so excited to do some layup packages with that and
that's so boring.
Miss every shot. I mean,
I've already decided if I'm playing pro-am, because normally that's all I play is pro-am, if I'm playing any form of live competition and a female dunks on me, I'm returning my game. I don't want it anymore. Speaking of that, the video resurfaced of Brittany Griner saying that she would beat DeMarcus Cousins in a one-on-one. Jake, what?
Shout out lightweight Boogie.
Yeah, Boogie is a lightweight. He's a lightweight, but he can still beat Brittany Griner one-on-one.
Oh, for sure. By 100. It's not even close.
By 1,000.
There's just a difference in... There's a strong difference in the pace of play between the two.
Yeah, I don't even want to get into that.
I'm not.
I don't even want to get into that.
Mac, who are you looking at some lower-rated guys that will be sleepers?
For
NBA. 2K?
For 2K.
That, like, shooters-wise, I think Danny Green.
What is Damian Lillard rated?
He's a 90, I'm pretty sure.
92.
Okay.
I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah, if we're talking below the 90 line, you got Ben Simmons and Rudy Gobert at 87 and 88.
Gobert.
Ben Simmons, if you literally just gave him a nice jump shot, he's instantly a 98. If Ben Simmons was wet,
yeah,
he's instantly a 98.
No, he can't shoot.
That's disappointing. Mac, who has a better jumper? Mac or Ben Simmons?
Mac.
Mac.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's a... Mac's a really good shooter, so I agree with all this. Do you know how many N1s I had somewhere here?
How many?
Five.
N1s.
And these are threes.
Hey, keep in mind.
A whole JV basketball season.
Keep in mind, yeah, this is JV basketball.
I did have private JV basketball.
I did have to retire due to a shoulder injury, so unfortunately, my dreams were crushed.
You would have been leaked out. We know that.
I know. Mm-hmm. I want to take
Lucas is on the
Yeah, Lucas, by the way, we're starting beef with you right now. Mac would be better than you if he still played.
This podcast officially has beef with Lucas Garrett.
Lucas, don't come out of the house anymore.
We got shooters everywhere. All right, Jake, what we got next?
Do you want to move on to Madden?
Yeah, let's do Madden play. Right,
yeah.
I guess let's transition to Zion. So do you think Zion's going to be a bust? Since we're already on the NBA topic.
I feel like he's got everything like that he could be good at, but people are pointing out injuries in his joints and like the way he uses his body for how big he is. So I feel like the only thing that can really stop him at this point is injury, which I really hope doesn't happen because I'm excited to watch him.
Well, it's got to be a little bit of a scare. He's already got the knee bruise. They say it's overly cautious. I mean, I don't know how true that is, but it's got to be a little scary first game he gets hurt.
Yeah, I mean... In terms of whether he's going to be a bust or not, I don't think he's quite as good as everyone has him hyped up to be. Like, he's nowhere close to the next LeBron James. Like, LeBron was significantly better than him at the same stage. But, I mean, I also think Zion could be an NBA All-Star, and that's by no means a bust. So it's like, he's a bust compared to his expectations, but
yeah,
he's
going
to make a lot of money playing basketball, yeah. And... He has a bright future, definitely.
I'm still interested to see when he signs that shoe deal.
Uh-huh. Who do you think he's going to sign with?
I think he'll go with Nike or Jordan.
Puma.
He played Adidas AAU, though. So maybe that can, like, sneak up on him.
We'll see.
I don't know. Mac, if he goes to Puma, I'll pay you $50.
All right, that's
right
on
now.
Record right
on
now.
On the record, I'll pay you $50 to sign when he goes to Puma. How about this? If Zion Williamson signs with Puma... I will lick your toes with cheese on them.
First bet on the pod?
Deal.
First bet on the podcast. Shake on it. He's not going to Puma.
All right,
you have $25.
Just if you miss it, if Zion goes to Puma...
That wasn't the deal, because like, it's obviously not going to happen.
If Zion goes to Puma...
$1.
Sadie is licking cheese off of Mac's toes.
He's Velveeta cheese off my toes.
We don't have to worry about it. He's not going to Puma.
Just quick note, Zion's an 81 overall on 2K. Is that about right?
I mean,
you can't give a rookie anything higher than.
Yeah, that sounds good.
He's played like 2 summer league games.
Yeah. Okay, so Madden ratings?
Yeah. So you've got the 499s, DeAndre Hopkins, Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack, Bobby Wagner.
First take off that, why is Julio not a 99? Or why is Julio not the best receiver?
Because he hasn't caught a touchdown, like, ever.
Who is a 98? He's one behind. He's very close. So is Antonio Brown. I think
Antonio Brown should get points taken off his rating, though, for just being a little girl. in general, he's a little girl.
I think Nuke is good, but I don't understand the hype around him.
I understand it. I think he's very talented.
I know he's very good, but what makes him so much better than an Antonio Brown or Julio?
He's not.
That's
Julio is the best receiver in the league. In my opinion.
I'm going to go with Nuke on this one.
Why?
I think...
The best hands?
Yeah, he does... His hands are incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think they're better.
He leads the league in touchdown receptions.
Mm-hmm. Is that true though?
Yeah.
Look it up.
I thought DeAndre. What's his face?
Davante Adams.
Davante Adams.
Maybe. I love him too.
He's my fantasy. Oh, brought me to the championship last year. So I don't think he's the best, but in terms of fantasy,
I did lose to you in the championship. Uh-huh. Let's make that known.
I won Bobby Flay last year.
I lost Bobby.
All
right,
so you looking up? What are you looking up?
The touchdown.
I'll just bring this up. How do you guys feel about the best team in the game, 89 overall Eagles, and they were 9-7 last year?
They're only an 89.
And that's the highest rated team in the
game. So all the teams are trash.
What about the Saints and the Rams both going 13-3?
And what are the Falcons? Do you know?
I don't know the Falcons though.
Okay.
I just don't understand how the best team is the Eagles and they went 9-7.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's like wild card record.
One game above missing the playoffs.
Exactly.
Give them the best rating.
I guess because they had a good offseason. I don't know, honestly.
I mean, the ratings will change, though. Like,
Wentz wasn't healthy all last year. That can play into it. I don't think Wentz is as good as maybe people say, but... All right, I'm getting this touchdown leaders pulled up real quick.
Well, I mean, and Nick Foles obviously did a great job in... his absence, right?
It's taking up the position, yeah. Absolutely.
He's down there in Jacksonville now. They should be... Is he Miami?
No, he's Jacksonville. I have a question. I looked this up. Who do you think the top three fastest players are in the game?
Fastest?
You gotta take Tyreek as one.
Tyreek is definitely one. He's the fastest in the game.
Okay.
Who's second and third?
One's
a rookie.
All time, Mike Vick. Current?
No, this is current.
I know. I'm just throwing out there. Mike Vick is so fast. Like, that's all I think of. I think of fast football players.
Okay, well, these are all wide receivers, if that helps.
Is Julio in that mix or no?
No.
No,
fastest.
Julio is, yeah.
One's a rookie. Went to Oklahoma.
Oh, what's his name? I know you're talking about.
It's not Baker Mayfield.
All right, sick. It's Marquise Brown.
Okay.
And then third, he plays on the Bengals. He went to Washington.
Yeah. He broke the record in the 40-yard dash.
Yeah, but let's get a name here.
I don't know his name.
Sick.
John Ross.
Yep, that's it. Yeah.
Dang,
you guys went 1-for-3. That was pretty good.
But did you know them before you looked them up?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. To get back on those touchdown leaders, so wide receivers, Antonio Brown led with 15. Tyreek Hill... second with 14. Third, Davante Adams, 13.
Because they sent like five people at Hulu.
Nuke
secondary.
Is all the way down to 11.
Bro, I don't lie. I told you. You don't have to keep fact checking me.
I thought you said Nuke led.
We don't believe you. Anything you said, we don't believe
yeah,
you.
Yeah, after your Kenneth Reed incident, it's tough to trust you. We're going to have to fact check you for a
hey,
while.
Hey, I'm keeping y'all on your toes, okay?
Yeah, the Kenneth Reed thing, if you're listening to this episode, you probably listened to the first episode.
And if you haven't, then you need to go back and listen to the first episode.
And download and leave a nice review. But, no, Mac thought that Kenneth Reed was still on the Nets and still wore 35, and that KD changed his number because he was scared of...
Basically called out KD for changing his number because of Kenneth Reed. But it turns out Kenneth Reed got waived by the Nets midway through last year.
And why did he change his number?
Just because he wanted
I think it's just a number change.
A fresh start for KD. Speaking of Kevin Durant, Matthew Cleveland come on show later. You guys excited for that?
Just a few minutes, you guys get to hear Matthew. It should be a really good interview.
It's almost like we know whether or not it was a good interview or not.
Moving on, let's get on our...
It was a good interview.
Let's get to the final segment before we get to the interview. Just talk real quick one. So MLB is saying they will use advertisement patches on their jerseys by the 2022 season.
I mean, I'm okay with that. The NBA added it and I hardly even noticed.
Well, you throw one on the sleeve, it's not going to really... I don't think it really matters too much.
I know. Well, in like the Lakers, like they have the little wish thing on their patches, but I didn't even notice it until all those LA, the new Lakers jerseys were going around. So like I can't even tell you what the Hawks have on their jerseys. Like,
no, and you gotta find a good logo that blends in with the color of your team to make it blend more.
Uh huh. That makes sense.
So I'm not sure if it's all about like, as a company, do you really want to spend that much money to put your team's logo on or company's logo on a team?
Okay, nice financial discussion we got going on. I don't know.
It said the NBA brought in...
Because you just said you had zero clue who's on...
I did, except for the Lakers. And that was just within the past couple of weeks, with the whole LeBron gifting...
Yeah.
AD 23, which
I don't see a problem with that. I think it's going to be a pretty common trend.
Yeah, I'm surprised
they haven't done it already. As long as they don't go with the whole soccer where the brand is the entire jersey, I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. I think it's fine.
Back to what I was saying. It did say that NBA brought an extra $7 million from the ads. So it could work out for...
I think it's definitely beneficial for the league. We're just talking, is it beneficial for the company that's paying the money to do it?
I mean, you're on the jerseys of a team that plays every other night.
I know, but the fact is we're saying...
Is it worth it? Like, I understand. Yeah.
I don't know how much they're paying for it, so I don't know.
Interesting. All right, well, let's...
That was talking money. Sports, talking financials.
Well, let's go ahead and get into the interview with Matthew Cleveland. We're excited. It should be a really good one. Let's get into it.
So we got a special treat for you guys today. We'd like to welcome the lankiest person I know, class of 2021, ranked 24th in the country, 4-star, Matthew Cleveland. Matthew, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Don't like the emphasis on the 4-star, but it's all good.
5th star coming soon, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so how are you feeling? You good?
I'm doing really good.
All right, we're glad to have you on. Jake, you want to get us started with some questions?
Yeah, I guess we'll start with just some rapid-fire questions, so just don't think, just answer them. So, Chipotle or Moe's?
Moe's.
Best ice cream flavor?
Cookies and
cream. Is hot dog a sandwich?
No.
What would you play if you didn't play basketball?
Football.
What would your superpower be?
Faster. Invisibility. Could have chose flying. Okay.
Drum slots or boneless?
Flats.
And who's the coolest person in your contact list?
Coach Calipari.
So, you're going to call him for us?
Call him. No pressure, but call him.
All right, who's the person you can call then?
Has Calipari paid you?
No.
Okay, has anyone paid you?
No, no one's paid me.
Will you accept money if they do pay you?
No, I will not.
But so off the pot...
On the record, off the record, will
yeah, off the pod, you can tell us.
No.
So are you nervous to be our first guest? It's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal. Very nervous. Very nervous.
Like, I see
the room, our interview room is super hot.
It
is. So like, I've got a nice light sweat going. Matthew, mm-hmm. You're wearing a long sleeve shirt. Are you?
But he's got a little extra sweat because he is very nervous, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, we can start off. We can go into basketball questions now. So just first off, why do you wear number 35?
It was for Kevin Durant, but now I'm about to change it to 7.
Kevin Durant was our lightweight of the week last week.
We talked about how he changed to 7.
You got
to
change that.
Are you a Kevin Durant fan?
I'm a big Kevin Durant.
Do you think you play similar to him?
A little bit more on the lanky side.
So Matt called had a specific choice word for him last week. Matt, what did you say about Kevin Durant?
I'm not allowed to say that on there anymore.
Okay.
got a little trouble for that.
Matt said Kevin Durant was a type of something to do with a cat last week. Okay. Do you agree with that? No?
I do not.
But the Golden State thing, you're okay with that?
I'm okay with that. Give him his rings. I do the same thing.
Oh, wow. Oh. Hot take. Okay. Jake?
So when Matthew gets the NBA, he will be ring chasing the entire time.
I will.
No loyalty. Don't draft Matthew.
Loyalty.
He'll leave your team.
Zero.
He will abandon your team to go win a championship.
So speaking of nervous, you're going to Pace. Are you scared that you're going to be the new kid? You're going to get bullied a little bit? You nervous for that?
No. Apparently, I went for a physical, and apparently, kid asked because they didn't know where I was. Kid asked who I am. I told him my name is Matthew. He's like, oh, you're the Matthew Cleveland?
Oh, my God.
He's like, yeah. And he goes, oh, you're already the most popular kid here.
Your ego does not need to be any higher.
Did you pass your physical?
I did pass.
That's good.
Because you've got a cast on now. You want to explain what happened there?
Basketball game. It's kind of Sutton's fault. Passed the ball the wrong way and tripped over my toe.
Well, that's what we were saying. Like, I know it's got to be tough to play in the summer because you don't really have a point guard. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's like awful.
Yeah,
my point guard's terrible.
Does that make it more difficult to play?
Yeah, he is trash. I agree.
So I have to bring the ball up the court and score.
So you got your first offer late last year.
In December, yes.
Georgia Tech, right?
Yeah.
So what was it like to blow up that quick and get so many offers so quickly?
Good, seeing that like, people were seeing my hard work pay off and just knowing that like it's not going unnoticed.
So we do have the inside information that your parents did attend Georgia Tech.
That is mm-hmm. true.
So you're going there?
No.
He's going to Georgia Tech.
No.
Matthew Cleveland is going to Georgia Tech.
No.
Confirm.
No.
On our show, Bush League Podcast, Matthew Cleveland is committed to Georgia Tech.
No.
So, have you ever signed any autographs? Are you at that level yet?
I mean, I've signed a few. I have this funny story. Coming home.
Tell it. Bring it. Bring it on us.
Coming home one day at a bus stop, and almost my stop, and I see like these four or five kids just waiting at my stop. And I was like, oh, these aren't for me. They're waiting for like their older brother or something. And I hop off, and they go, are you Matthew? I was like, yeah. And they go, oh, you have a shoe, old shoe, or a basketball you can sign for us? And I was like, sure, let's go get it. And it's like, take it to my house, signed a few shoes, and just gave it to them. And the next day, they say at the bus stop again, wearing the shoes, brought this signed basketball. So it's kind of funny.
So that's in your own neighborhood?
That is in my own
neighborhood. You have fans.
Yeah.
You have fans.
I do.
So you've got 20-plus offers, and you're nationally ranked, but you're still not in the best in your own state. How does that make you feel? According to 24/7.
Is that embarrassing?
No, not really.
That's kind of embarrassing, though. We were talking about that earlier, like, having all this stuff, but, like, aren't even the best friend in the state. Like,
yeah, well, just the kid that's ahead of me is kind of my best friend, so it's like, yeah.
We'll take him out for you.
So it's
secretly you don't like it, though.
Secretly, no.
Secretly, you want a spot.
I do want a spot.
So it's Jabari Smith, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
So Jabari Smith, if you're listening, which you, there's no way you're listening, but if you're listening, Matthew Cleveland is coming for your spot.
And you can also come on the show if you want.
Yeah, we'll Jabari, just make you're that always clear. Welcome. We might have to get Jabari on the show.
Get them both. Get some beef going.
Yeah. Oh,
wait. Can we confirm that there's beef between you guys now?
There is actually no beef. He wanted me to come to Cali with him this week, but I couldn't. I'd stay loyal to.
All right, we got official.
No, because it's because you had to come on here, so you skipped the Cali trip.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I had to put in my calendar. My dad's like, you got to choose one.
Uh-huh.
So 10 teams, what we're hearing is 10 teams actually invited him to the Adidas tournament in LA this week, and he turned it down to come be on our show.
Yeah, and Peach Jam, even though it was last week, they had another like Peach Jam this week. I was like, nah.
Just so everyone listening, like, you're lucky he stayed. He stayed loyal to us and didn't go to the tournament, so you're welcome.
Very good friend of the podcast, Matthew Cleveland.
Consider it best friends at this point.
We are best friends.
And since you are best friends, you're going to commit on our show later, right?
Might have to.
Okay.
You're invited to my...
Stay tuned. He's committing on our show. Let's go.
Since you're our best friend, you're invited to my birthday party. You know, if you want to come.
His 14th birthday party.
14.
So back to basketball. Who's the hardest person you've ever had to guard?
Devin Vassell. Freshman year. First tournament game. Seeing he was committed to Florida State.
This was in high school?
This was in high school. Seeing he was committed to Florida State, and he dropped 35. And had a windmill, in-game windmill on us.
If I recall, that was the first person you met on your visit to Florida State?
It was.
That's interesting.
Did you guys talk about like how you played each other
no,
at the visit?
No, we didn't. I don't even think he realized it was me playing. He was playing.
Oh, yeah, you weren't as good then.
No, I was not. Not even close.
So would you consider your game similar to him?
Very similar. We play defense the same way, offensive games
so
the same
by
way.
Playing defense the same way, you mean you just don't play defense?
No. When I want to, I'll play some defense. And
when you go to Florida State, are you going to take his starting position?
He'll be gone by the time I get there. Lottery pick.
But you didn't deny the going to Florida State fact.
So
you're
going to
Florida
State.
You're going to go to Florida State.
So now we're confused. You've said Georgia Tech and Florida State already.
He's going to Georgia Tech and transferring to Florida State.
That makes sense. Thank you.
That's
thank
what
you for clearing that
right
up.
Now.
All right, we'll release it.
247, hire us. Evan Daniels,
crystal
I got
ball,
you.
Crystal ball.
Oh, yeah, so we run the crystal ball, though,
uh-huh.
So we'll be putting in our picks.
Yeah. So back to describing yourself as a player. If you had to describe yourself as a 2K player, what would your archetype be?
Slashing shot creator.
That's interesting. I'm a pure stretch four.
I'm a rebounding rim protector.
I'm a straight
I'm
sharp 7'3". Shooter.
So we gotta run it. We could play like pro-am or something.
PlayStation 4.
Yes.
Xbox, right,
y'all have fun with that.
No,
that's
no.
Not the move.
We don't need no batteries.
Okay.
Everyone play with me on Xbox at SophieBrin5.
Play with me too, ASAP Mackie.
That's actually my name though. I'm serious. Yeah. I don't want to pay the $10 to change it or whatever. So that's how we're rolling.
You just get a PS4.
That'd be a lot more money than $10.
You can just tell like Coach Cal to get you a PS4 and he'll buy it for you.
Oh, he definitely will.
Call him up.
Like, we know he will.
I don't know. He's a nice man.
If Coach Cal offers you money, will you take the money or will you like expose him for offering you money? Because I'm a North Carolina fan. I'd love to see you bring down Kentucky.
I do neither. I just did not accept the money, but I'll take the offer. If you give money, I'll take the offer.
So you're accepting money for an offer at this point. So which schools are recruiting you the most?
Florida State's number one.
Florida State is Florida number State. One.
Back again.
Quote, Florida State is number one. Oh my gosh, hot take. Bush League Sports Podcast.
Georgia's right behind them. Tom Crean recruits very.
They've got a good recruiting class this year.
They do.
Oh yeah, what do you think about Anthony Edwards? What are your thoughts?
Really good player. He's pro for sure.
Okay. Who else? Georgia's two.
Georgia Tech's up there.
Family connection.
Miami's up there. Coach Larinaga. Texas every day.
Which of the coaches you text are like the goofiest texters? Like, who's like the funniest to have a conversation with?
Definitely Tom Crean.
Do any of them use like the abbreviations? Like they're like WDD. Like what do they say to you?
WDD.
Tom Crean uses bro a lot. So bro here and there, he's definitely the one. He uses abbreviations too.
Do you respond with bro? Like, are you and Tom Crean bros?
No.
He's got to be formal.
I respond very professionally.
That's good.
You're very well spoken.
Uh huh.
We'd like to tell Tom that you guys are gang, or like slimes or whatever the kids say.
He wouldn't understand.
So I'm a big Purdue fan. My mom went there. Have you talked to Matt Painter?
I have. I've talked to Matt Painter and Coach Shrewsbury. They text me. Both of them text me pretty often.
Have they offered you yet?
They have not.
Oh my God. Purdue, what are you waiting for?
So I'll hit up Painter and tell him to offer you, and then you'll go there.
Never know.
They sent him a cool little edit. I saw on your Instagram. That was why.
And you had to specify you're not committed.
Yeah.
Not committed.
You can't let these people be getting confused.
So every time you post something like that, does everyone just text you like, oh, so you're committed there?
Everyone does do that. Anytime, any college or anything, they always like, oh, so you committed? That's
kind of what we do. Very similar to what we're doing.
But they're very serious about it, so I have to shut them straight.
Do you have like a lot of like annoying people who like message you or fans or whatever?
Annoying people, not necessarily. Only annoying people I get are haters at Cambridge because I left the school. But that's about it.
So is there beef with Cambridge now?
You have beef with Cambridge.
Some beef with some kids that go to Cambridge, yes.
So you've got beef with them or they've got beef, or does it go both ways?
It goes both ways.
Okay.
We like that. We love good
beef. So Cambridge, if you're listening.
We love beef.
Matthew's got beef with you guys and we should probably get all of you guys on.
You can't blame him. He's ring chasing.
I mean, he's a Kevin Durant
fan,
everyone. Bro. Kevin Durant would leave Cambridge to go to Pace Academy and chase a 3A state title. It makes sense. It's all adding up right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, at Pace Academy, you're playing with two other good players, Madison Durr, Cole Middleton. Both of them have offers. Are you worried you're not going to get the ball?
I'm not worried. We've already had over 20-plus games, and we share the ball very well.
So are you going to shoot every time then?
No, not every time.
Almost every time.
I wish.
So at Pace Academy, do you talk to any girls at Pace Academy yet? Are you like plugged in?
Yeah, how
the
girls
on
looking?
The female side?
No, not plugged in the female side. No girls on the female side.
Nobody's like set you up yet?
Madison's tried, but I just don't know the girls, so it's like, count me out.
We'll wait, right? We'll wait for that.
Mm-hmm. They'll come to you.
And so, tell us a little bit more about your injury. Like, so now that you're hurt, like, what are you doing in your spare time or anything? Like, you just hanging out or what?
Really no spare time. I still go to the weight room, work on my arms. And
you have skinny arms of yours, Kevin Durant?
Skinny arms of mine.
What do you bench?
I don't know.
Same.
How many push-ups can you do?
Like 45 to 50 straight.
Mm. Okay, prove it.
All right, so we're going to start a little tradition here. We'll get every guest to do a push-up. We'll keep a live count running.
The BLS podcast push-up challenge. All of our guests at the end of their interview, we make them go. We have a nice little space on the floor right over there.
Carpet.
We see how many push-ups they can do in a row to end the interview. Matt, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's get started.
Are we counting this out loud?
Yeah, we're counting out loud. All
right.
One.
Two. Three. Four. Five. Six.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19,
20,
21, 22,
23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 30. 30 ball.
Woo!
It's kind of kind of an arm day.
With the boot, with the boot.
With the boot, arms are tired.
Yeah, he wants to make the excuse that he lifted earlier, and that's why he can't do more, but...
That's very convenient that you...
Just happened to lift the morning you came on.
Oh, no, that was impressive, though. So 30 is the number to beat. Mm-hmm. We've got some big guys planning to come on the show later, so you're probably going to get smacked.
Well, and as of right now, you are first, but you're first. Also last, so...
That's very true.
Enjoy it while it lasts. Uh-huh.
Yeah. As Kevin Durant said at his pro day, you couldn't bench the weighted bench.
How much is it in that? Is it 225?
225.
Hell no,
never mind.
It's like 135, I think.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Like, weak basketball
player. Wait, what?
It, but the words he said, can't no one guard me on the court, though. So I gotta
so
say.
That's all that matters.
That's your motto.
How many reps of 135 can you do?
Ooh. He said he doesn't.
7 or 8?
Okay, I was about to say, because I can at least bench 135 a few times.
Yeah,
so
I can do it a few times.
7 or 8?
So what I've got from this is you're basically Kevin Durant.
There you go. I'll take it.
You're a young Kevin Durant. Yeah. So, Kevin Durant, he's had some stints with rapping in his career. Have you rapped at all?
I have not rapped at all.
Are you a good rapper? Can you freestyle?
I cannot
freestyle. We'd love for you to freestyle on the show right now.
I cannot freestyle.
Drop a beat. Get the intro music going.
Do you want to freestyle for us right now?
It would not go well.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, I can't wait to watch you at Florida State. It's going to be fun to watch. Can't wait to see.
Yeah, can you confirm that you're committed to Florida State right now?
I am not committed to Florida State.
They are number one now.
They are number one.
We do have a direct quote. Florida State is number one.
They are.
We'll make sure to, like,
we'll
when,
cut
we,
out.
When we post it on Instagram, like, we'll make that the cover. Mm-hmm. Of Cleveland, Florida State is number one. So, what do you think they'll be like this year? Like, is Florida State going to be good?
They're going to be really good. They should be better than they were last year. They were Sweet 16, top 15 team in the nation, so.
Are they your favorite, like, college basketball team as a fan?
No.
Who do you like?
Duke.
Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
My sister goes there. Been to a few games for free, so.
So, if Coach K offers, are you going?
No.
So, not a Duke.
So, Duke is ruled out completely.
Duke has been ruled out of Matthew Cleveland's recruitment.
They have.
Has Coach K talked to you a little bit?
No.
Okay.
Not.
But you don't care about.
I don't.
We don't need Coach K.
We don't.
Got Leonard Hamilton.
Yeah, we'll text Coach K and make sure we tell him not to talk to you.
Yeah, he's in my phone all the time because he's recruiting me, you know?
Yeah, I got you.
So,
the worst point guard in the nation.
Yeah. All right, I guess that'll wrap us up. We want to thank Atlanta Sneaks for sponsoring this interview. That'll wrap us up. Thanks, Matthew.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you
for having me.
Deuces.
Bless up.
That interview is brought to you by Atlanta Sneaks. Atlanta Sneaks has all your shoe and streetwear needs for any time of the year. They've got great competitive pricing and fast U.S. shipping. Stop by the Instagram page at atlanta.sneaks to see all of the current stock. Shoot them a DM with any questions you may have, and make sure to mention Bush League Sports for $10 off your next purchase. Whatever you need, Atlanta Sneaks is able to get it for you. Let's go ahead and jump into a few segments now. We'll just do two today since we
that
got...
That's a beautiful ad read, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Tyler, a true entrepreneur in the making.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah,
entrepreneur.
Sure.
It's okay.
Let's jump into a few segments. We'll start off with fantasy football. Mackie, you want to give us a few of your sleepers for this upcoming year?
Yeah. So my first sleeper is Kenyon Drake. I feel like he showed a lot of good highlights last year, a lot of good potential. For the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
My second is Will Fuller. I feel like Madden definitely jinxed Nuke for the 99 Madden rating, so I feel like something's going to happen to him. I don't want to throw it out there, but something's going to happen, and Fuller's going to take over
Knock
the team.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. And then my third one, I feel like James Washington. If you don't know him, he's a wide receiver for the Steelers. I feel like Big Ben's going to get hurt like he usually does. And Mason Rudolph. He's going to take over the franchise and pick up his Oklahoma State connection with James Washington, as they did in college. And with AB gone now, he's the number two wide receiver with Juju. So I feel like James Washington is definitely going to produce some good fantasy numbers this year.
Nice.
Along with Mason Rudolph.
Let me write those down real fast so I can get ready for this.
Go ahead. You're going to take my picks.
Okay, so my first one is Devin Singletary. He's out of Florida Atlantic. He's on the Bills. I think with LeSean McCoy really starting to slow down, I think he can take over some good roles. More of a flex type spot rather than a running back,
mm-hmm.
one or two.
Gotcha.
My second one is Mecole Hardman out of Georgia. Especially if Tyreek is gone, if he's suspended, if that ends happening, I think very similar player and where it's a deep ball type throw. And that's what they relied on last year. So I think he rolls with that again this year. And then my third one is Darius Geis from Washington. I'm actually a big fan.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I say yeah.
He was really good at LSU. And I think he, if he's able to overcome the ACL injury, I think he has a good year for them. Be a solid running back. So.
Sounds good. I like both of those picks.
Seth's not a big fantasy guy, so.
Or I just didn't have time to.
Strictly basketball. Strictly basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not true.
He hasn't watched a single minute of the NBA playoffs.
That's Jake.
Nope, that's me.
Yeah, that's awkward. Okay,
because I don't. All right, well, you can go to start off with our over-under for the week.
So, this week, the over-under, first episode we did fast food. Episode two, rappers.
Yeah. Very controversial.
Rappers, okay. Do you want me to start with my overrated or my underrated?
Let's go underrated.
Underrated. My underrated rapper is Jid. J-I-D.
I knew you were going with him. I was going to do him, but I knew you were going to pick him, so I didn't do it.
He's on J. Cole's label. He just put out some new songs with The Revenge of the Dreamers. He's got The Never Story out. I don't know. He's like, he reminds me of a young Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of good songs out. He raps so fast. I've seen stuff that says he raps like he's running out of studio time, or he raps like he has an asthma attack going on.
Very good analogies.
Yeah. No, I just really like him. I think he's good. He's my underrated rapper.
Okay. Mac?
My underrated rapper is Tyga.
Oh,
I feel like
that's
feel
such
like,
a Mac rapper. Just
honestly, if there's a good song out, he's definitely featured in it. I mean, you got Rack City, you got Taste, Banger, Bubble Butt, and Swish. I mean, I feel like he just dominates in the whole feature game, and you just can't go wrong with him. Like, he doesn't really have that bad of a song, and people just don't.
I
get
can
credit.
Definitely find one bad Tyga song.
No, but I could
too.
I could too. It's just, I feel like. He's definitely underrated because he does do a lot of features and doesn't release a lot of his own material, you know?
He's a true friend.
He's
not looking for his own credit.
Exactly. He just wants to make music for the
for the fun of it.
Exactly.
And for the money.
Tyga.
Uh-huh.
Tyga. Tyga Woods.
Tyga.
Tyga.
All right, my
Tyga.
My Tyga. Underrated rapper is Lil TJ.
Okay.
I just think he's smooth. I'm not. I hate.
He sounds like A Boogie kind of.
Yeah, I agree with
he's
that.
He's in that auto tune category.
Uh huh. But that also once we get into my overrated, it'll contradict a little bit. But I think he's good.
Did I spoil your?
No.
Okay. Good.
No. I just think beats are solid. It's got a good voice. The auto tune's not too much for
Ruthless?
Me.
Ruthless. Yeah. Ruthless fan.
Ruthless Brothers leaked. Goat.
Okay. Nice.
You want to start us off, or do you want me to?
With overrated?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Alright, I'll go. So it's a little contradiction with the auto tune, but my overrated is Migos.
That's facts.
I just,
hate Team Wire.
I just think it's
listening.
I just think it's their auto tune is way too much, but it's gotten to be too much for me. First culture was good, after that nothing's been good.
I like Migos, I'm not gonna lie.
I don't know. They're just kind of corny.
I'm not the biggest fan.
I like
their ad-libs. I love those.
The ad-libs are funny, but I just think their main...
Migos!
Just like their auto-tune is just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You don't like the auto-tune? I think they're not, like, the worst at auto-tune.
No.
Roof girl.
Once they split up, though, I think some of their songs are good once
they
split up.
They already are splitting up.
Bad and Bougie is a banger, though.
Uh-huh.
Certified banger. Bush League approved banger. Okay, Mac, who's your overrated?
My overrated rapper is Lil Skies. I'm just gonna leave it there.
You can explain it? I like Lil
Yeah,
Skies.
I would like
it. I'm just not a fan of his music, and I feel like kind of overhyped. I don't like his voice, really.
It's probably a taste problem, because I like Lil Skies.
Yeah,
Jake likes
I definitely
Skies.
Think it's a taste problem, but...
Yeah, so you just have bad music taste.
That's not true.
Okay. Well, I like Lil Skies.
So that's
overrated.
Good for you. I don't. I think he's overrated.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and
you know
cut
what? We'll see in the comments section when we post this.
Yeah,
who
I got
gets
ripped.
Uh-huh.
I got ripped. In
everyone's
the comments
Team
section.
Mac.
Well,
because so
Taco
that,
Bell
yo.
Is not overrated at all.
Shout out Jake Phibbs, great listener of the show. But I mean, I got ripped for saying that Taco Bell is overrated.
What happens when you make a bad take?
Absolutely ripped. It was completely uncalled for.
All right, we'll see. We'll put out this when you see the chart this week. Let me hear your comments about Max. Lil Skies overrated.
Yeah,
I'll get votes on it.
People like
I mean,
Lil
I got
Skies.
I got 100%. I got 10 million percent.
We're not talking about your food. Your food was good.
Yeah, I know. Your food takes were good.
Uh-huh. And so was my rapper take. You'll see.
In-N-Out was a gimme.
Yeah.
For overrated. Hey, I just let you
didn't.
That one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear your overrated.
My overrated is Kodak Black.
Okay, fair enough.
I agree 100%. Yeah, I hate Kodak Black.
Give me some love, baby.
I hate Kodak Black.
Kodak is not a good rapper.
I mean, I don't disagree.
He can rap, like, a little bit, and I'm sure, like, obviously before he was famous. Like, you have to get on somehow, okay? And most people who get on are good at rapping. There's nothing he's put out in the last 3 to 4 years that I'm like, oh, yeah, I like
this. Hasn't he been
to
in prison? Like, you can't believe
Okay, 5 years? I don't mean just recently, just in general.
I just don't like him because I feel like when he does rap, he doesn't close his mouth. Like, it's him talking without, like, closing his mouth like that.
It's just
it.
None of his songs, like, I'll listen to it again. I'll listen to it one time. Like, all right, it's not bad. It's not great, but.
Hey, Luke.
Shout out Luke. We'll go ahead and name him the official mascot of the pod.
He's licking my knee right now. Okay, yeah, Kodak's just overrated. People who say, like, oh, yeah, I love Kodak. Like, I don't see how you can listen to him without your ears hurting, like, for too long. I don't know. He's just.
Yeah. I don't disagree. Don't agree. Like, I don't.
I agree.
Okay.
I don't like
in the middle somewhere.
So, yeah, make sure to let us know in the Instagram comments when we post the little chart of these over-unders.
It's a money chart, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to Jake on the chart. No, comment. We really want to hear who you guys think won. We'll be asking for your opinions and ideas on a lot of stuff. So this is just the beginning of how you can play a part in the show and who wins. Max got 1 point right now. The rest of us have zero in terms of over-under games.
And Matthew Cleveland did give us his overrated, underrated rapper, so we're not going to... Do you want to tell him now, or do you want to wait?
No, you'll see him in the post.
Okay, you want to wait till the post?
Let's,
go ahead and tell him
let's
now.
Let's just tell him now.
We don't need an explanation, just tell him who they are.
Do you remember the overrated?
I do remember the overrated.
What was it?
The overrated one's a very controversial one.
I'm kind of scared to say it, but
it's
Matthew
not
you. Cleveland did say his overrated rapper was Juice WRLD.
Yeah. A lot of people in Versailles County are really cringing right now.
Uh-huh.
They're going to have a hard time hearing this. But yeah, I mean, I can see where Matt's coming from. I like Juice WRLD, but...
He might get a couple offers taken away
because
of that.
Yeah.
His music is starting to become a lot of the same to me. I think he's still good, but it's starting to become a little too similar.
And then his underrated was Polo G.
Polo G.
So shout out to Trap Rappers.
Mm-hmm. So if you disagree with Matt, go let him know in his Instagram comments.
Yeah, not ours, though. We don't really care.
Nope.
But,
Vote for me.
Yeah, like our pictures, all that stuff.
That'll wrap us up for today. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to leave us a ratings on iTunes. We officially got iTunes all set up and going now.
It should be good from here on out. As soon as we upload one episode on Spotify and stuff, it'll all go out at the same time on iTunes.
Yeah, so...
Sorry for that inconvenience.
Leave us a review, stream the song, and engage in our stuff, and that'll do it for today.
Deuces.
Be good.